Finland ends state gambling monopoly. Online licenses open from March 1st.
Finland's president has signed legislation to break the state gambling monopoly and open the online market under a licensing regime. Key changes and market timeline. President Alexander Stubb has approved a new gambling act that will dismantle the country's exclusive state control over most gambling activity and allow private operators to enter the Finnish online market. The Ministry of the Interior confirmed that companies can begin applying for licenses on March 1st, with the regulated competitive market scheduled to launch on July 1st, 2027. Until the market opens, state operator Veikkaus will retain monopoly protections through the end of June 2027. After the transition, Veikkaus will continue to hold exclusive rights for lotteries and land-based slot machines, but will be permitted to compete in online betting and casino services. A further technical requirement takes effect on July 1, 2028. License holders and previously exclusive operators must use gambling software only from authorized suppliers. Initial processing of license applications will be handled by the National Police Board. From the market opening date, the supervisory role will transfer to a newly formed Finnish supervisory agency, which will be empowered to enforce the rules, levy fines, impose administrative measures, and, in severe cases, revoke licenses. Industry reaction and regulatory oversight. The law keeps the minimum gambling age at 18 and tightens controls designed to curb problem gambling. Mandatory identity verification will apply to all gambling transactions. Broad-reach marketing such as television, radio, and print advertising will be permitted, as will promotion on a license holder's own website and social media, subject to strict limits. Direct interactive targeting of individual consumers is banned, influencer and telephone marketing are prohibited, and materials must not depict anyone under 18 or be placed at venues or events aimed at minors. Marketing must display the legal age and tools for managing gambling behavior. Except for radio spots, all advertisements must also include license details and information about the supervisory authority. The government said these measures are intended to both reduce gambling-related harm and increase the channeling rate, the proportion of wagering that takes place through nationally regulated services. Industry players and public health advocates offered cautious responses. Opening the market is a major structural change that creates competitive opportunities, but also raises questions about how effectively harm prevention measures will be enforced, said Dr. Tuomas Laaksonen, senior researcher in public policy at the University of Helsinki. A strong supervisory authority and clear data sharing between operators and regulators will be essential if the government's stated aim of reducing harm is to be achieved. Operators are now preparing compliance programs for the licensing window, said Sanna Henninen, head of regulatory affairs at a Nordic gaming firm. They face significant technical and advertising restrictions, and the July 2028 software requirement will force major integration work. Those with solid KYC and responsible gaming tools will be best placed to enter Finland quickly. Compliance challenges for operators. The shift from a monopolistic system to a regulated competitive market presents practical hurdles. Prospective license holders must ensure robust identity verification, adapt marketing strategies to comply with tight promotional limits, and plan for the mandated use of licensed gaming software from July 2028. The phased supervisory handover from the National Police Board to the Finnish Supervisory Agency also creates a narrow window for applicants to secure approval ahead of the market launch. Regulatory penalties range from orders to cease activity, monetary fines, and administrative sanctions to license revocations. Revocation. The government expects the new framework to improve consumer protection while drawing more gaming activity into regulated channels, mirroring shifts seen in other Nordic markets that moved to licensing regimes in recent years. As the March licensing start date approaches, operators and civil society stakeholders will be watching closely to see whether the Finnish model successfully balances increased competition with the public health goals the law sets out to achieve.